Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Let's Get Local. It's live radio from Madison, Wisconsin, the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. Really glad to have you with us here today on the show, listening in. We've got some local events to talk about. It's going to be a lot of fun updating you on things that are happening today, things that are happening tomorrow, things that are happening next weekend that you should look forward to, all those sorts of things to let you know about on today's program. We will also hear from our friend Supak Evolution Financial here in the second half of the program and catch up with Pio from Delta Beer Lab, too. All of that on today's Let's Get Local. Now, starting off today's program, I'm really excited to talk with Latia with Minding My Black-Owned Business event that is taking place. It's starting right now, right, Latia? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you on this Saturday morning?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day. Things are warming up again, and you have a wonderful event that you're participating in today. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, so Minding My Black-Owned Business pop-up shop was created in order to patronize Black-owned businesses for the month of February, so it's pretty exciting. We would love for everyone to come out and support. We have food, we have beauty products, we have a lot of great vendors in the building on today, and it's actually being held at the Ever Park Neighborhood Center at 1201 McKenna Boulevard. So we'd love to see you guys out here. It's from 11 to 2 p.m. today.
I absolutely love it. And people can find out more about the event on Facebook. We want to tell them everything we can here on the show. And I want to put a spotlight on this because there are so many businesses participating in this. And it's a great event to find out about some of these small upstart businesses in our community that are providing value, some that have been around a little longer, but really focused on getting the word out to people about some great businesses right here in Madison.
Yes, that is correct. And of course, that would be one, being my business, if you don't mind me sharing.
Oh, of course. This is your chance to plug. You plug away.
Awesome. So I am a business located on the west side of Madison here. I've been in business 5 years, specializing in all things beauty, from skincare to waxing to eyelash extension application to teeth whitening. You name it, I do it. So I'd love for you guys to go ahead and check out my website if you're interested in any of those services at LAKARRONBeautyElements.com.
Yeah, it's a fantastic business. And Latia, let's talk about your business a little more. Latia Warren here. I know we have some other things to get into as well with your story, and we'll get into that. But this business, how did you decide to get to the point where you said, you know what, I want to create my own business? I've been doing this. I feel like this is something that I can help people with, and I want to provide the service, and I want to do it my way. What brought you to that point?
So I had worked in the banking world for many years in customer service. I always knew I wanted to be a business owner. I didn't know to what extent. Beauty has always been my thing. And so I decided, hey, I want a lash business. But of course, at that time, there was no certification that I was aware of for a lash business or any licensing at the time. And so I stopped in at Aveda, which is located here downtown, and they informed me that they had a program that included that, which was their aesthetics program at the time. And I was like, I never thought about skin care necessarily or waxing, but as I went throughout school, I really became intrigued with skin care, simply because in my culture, generally growing up, we were taught, hey, get some water, put it on a white towel and wash your face, and then we would follow up with cocoa butter or some type of moisturizing product, and that was it. And so for me, as I became more intrigued in school and finding out about multicultural skin, I decided, like, when I got out of school, I'm like, I don't want to go work in another business. I wanted to bridge that gap between multicultural skin as well as social economics, because that plays a big part. You know, I won't act as if it doesn't in regards to having affordable skincare in order to be able to offer it to everyone. And so that is how I got into the business right out of school.
Love that story. We're talking with Latia Warren. She has been involved with the Progress Center for Black Women, one of our partners for the show. Also today, involved in this event that's happening right now until 2 o'clock, Minding My Black-Owned Business pop-up. It's a really fun event. We're talking a little bit more about her business. Let's hear a little bit more about that, Latia. So tell me a little bit more about what your services do for your customers. Like, what does this do for someone if they, you know, because a lot of people, I think, you know, they hear about facials, they hear about some of these things that you can do for beauty or for your skincare or those things. And some people say, oh, I just can't spend the money on that. I can't spend the time on that. But what does it do for them when they actually do? It does a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, I'll definitely say it is it's an investment. You know, we wear our skin for the rest of our life. Just like, you know, gut health is important, your skincare is definitely important. So I would advise anyone who, you know, has that type of mindset, and I understand finances may play a part sometime, but, you know, mapping out some time, or not mapping out some time, but getting a budget, even if you just do a facial, you know, one time to get that experience, to understand what you need to do at home for your skincare routine. Like I tell my clients all the time, I'm 20% of the work, they're 80% of the work. So my goal is to have clients come in and I be impactful and transformative through the service I offer. And then they're able to take that with them home, and they're able to apply that. And so when they come and see me, it's more so for maintenance, unless there are some skincare concerns that we really want to work on and make sure that that skin is healthy and we're getting the client's skin in a condition where they're happy with their skin. So that plays a major part.
It is our largest organ, right?
Yeah,
our skin covers our whole body. I mean, you got to take care of it. I love that, and I also really appreciate the fact that you seem to be driven by educating your customers on how to continue this for themselves, and then come and see you as they need to. I think that's a fantastic way to get people not only to take that step to maybe come into your space to have it professionally done, but then also take better care of their skin on their own.
Yes, that's definitely correct. And that's where you find the value in my business. I love what it is that I do. And of course, that is, you know, that's the way I pay my bills. However, it's more so, like I say, being impactful and transformative through what it is that I do. I like to build those client relationships. I'm very hands-on with my clients as well. Any of them will tell you I'll stay in contact because this is a team effort. You know, I don't just service you and send you on your way. I keep you held accountable. Now, if a client comes in and say, hey, you know, I'm just here for a relaxing facial, you know, not really concerned about, you know, I don't really have any skin concerns that I need to work on right now, or I have something in place, that's okay too. And so that's why I always ask at the beginning, start, hey, what is your goal with this service on today? And I also provide free video consultations for clients who may not know what it is that the facial services that they may need. So we can discuss that and talk about what it is that they're concerned about, and, you know, what type of things are they experiencing with their skin? Do they have a routine? So then when they book the appointment, they know, hey, okay, this is the service I need. And we're able to determine at the time of the appointment, hey, you know, this is what we're going to need to do in your treatment during your appointment today. So, yeah.
We're talking with Latia Warren, the owner and founder of Le Caron Beauty Elements. The website is LaKarron Beauty Elements. .com. You have a promotion, a February promotion going on right now. great opportunities to come into your space, yeah. Latia. So tell people again quickly where they can find you. And then I want to just touch on the event today before we have to say have a great day and talk to you later.
Yeah, so you can definitely find me. My location is on the west side of town here at 433 Grand Canyon Drive. I'm in Suite 7. You can also find me on Facebook at La Caron Beauty Elements. So it's spelt just at the beginning of my website there. And you can also find me on Instagram at La_KARRON Beauty Elements.
Fantastic. And then the event today, again, one more time, tell people where they should go and yes. until what time.
So you want to stop in and see us at this amazing Minding My Black-owned business pop-up shop today. It is at the Everett Park Neighborhood Center located at 1201 McKenna Boulevard. We would love to see you guys. We'll be here until 2 today. You have a variety of vendors in the building from food to clothing to beauty products. We'd love to see you guys out today to support these Black-owned businesses.
Fantastic event. Latia, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for what you're doing and your wonderful business as well, La Caron, beautyelements.com. Have a great day, okay, and enjoy the event today.
Thank you.
We will come back here on the other side. Talk to Megan from Dame by Local. Some more local events coming up soon. Be back in a bit. Back to the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Mad Radio now. I'm sure you've caught the change. Anyway, our show hasn't changed. We are in great shape, and we got another opportunity to connect with Megan Stern over at Dame by Local to talk about more local events. Megan, we just told our audience about the Minding My Black-owned Business event pop-up shop happening today. Dame by Local has events coming up. One important one next week that centers around coffee, something you and I both love. So let's talk about Coffee Fest and more here on February 21st. Oh, one more thing. Oh, there you are, Megan. All right, go for it.
Oh.
That was my bad. One button to push.
The event is next Tuesday on the 21st. We're starting at 7 a.m. and ending at 10 a.m. So it's a nice early morning on your way to work is the goal, and get people started the right way for their day. Also, we encourage, if you are having events with your staff, bring your staff, start your day together. Essentially like going to a coffee shop. You'll come and get all sorts of samples of coffee and baked goods, tea, and then some wellness pieces. You can buy things while you're there and some gifts.
So Coffee Fest and more coming up on Tuesday, the 21st, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. At Lexus of Madison over in Middleton on Airport Road. So we know all of that. That's where people, the event will be. But they can purchase tickets right now,
yes.
DaneByLocal.com.
Absolutely. And tickets are $15. But if you come in a group, like my mom's coming and she's bringing two of her friends, you can buy 3 tickets for $39. Or if you were to bring a group of staff or clients, you can buy 10 tickets for $60.
Let's talk about that.
Or you can also buy them at the door.
Oh, at the door too. Great. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So, I mean, good to get your tickets in advance, but if you show up that day and you got some cash, you can still get your tickets right there. Megan, let's talk about that piece. I think that's really interesting, right? Because we're talking about this event. So many people have had, you know, it's been a long winter. Let's just be real about that, up and down. We've also had a situation here where, you know, so many workplaces are different. Sometimes it's harder to connect with people in the spaces we're in workplaces, with some people working remotely at times or hybrid options, what have you. So as a company or an organization, to just say, hey, everybody, let's go start our day off right at this event and experience some wonderful, you know, baked goods and coffee and tea and chocolates and all of those things, and learn a little bit more about people in our community that are doing some wonderful things. What a great way to do it, right?
Yeah, that's a really good way of saying it. I was just talking to one of the vendors this week, and he wanted to thank his most loyal clients. And so he bought a 10-pack of the tickets and gave them to all of his clients, the clients that would come to see him anyways. But as a thank you, he bought them the tickets. And I know we have a couple of our sponsors and a couple of our businesses within Dane by Local that have done the same thing. It's just a way of thanking their very loyal customers or the staff that shows up every day and does a great job. It's a way of rewarding them.
Speaking of sponsors, this event, Coffee Fest and More, presented by Easy Office Products, the presenting sponsor again, and they always come up with, you know, some fun cup or mug or what have you, or giveaway item by EZOP for this event over on Tuesday at Lexus of Madison and Middleton. And then the mindfulness aspect, bringing that to the event this year, Megan, let's tell people a little bit more about that. And GHC is involved as the Mindful Morning sponsor. They're conducting some things. We also have Michaela conducting some activities. So every half hour, starting at 7:30, there are opportunities to kind of get some mindfulness activity and stress relieving activity involved.
Yeah, we're really excited that we added this piece this year. If you're not familiar with the dealership, there's a wing on either like a bay on the right and the left, and then the center showroom. And the right bay, just all glass space where they usually drive cars in to showcase. And that is just going to be the wellness kind of center there this year. And so, yeah, GHC will be there, and they, between them and Clarity, Michaela from Clarity, every half hour there's going to be a brief kind of a practice example of another experience you could be having with wellness. GHC is bringing out a practitioner who's going to go through kind of sharing a mindfulness experience called Shifting Your Stress. And then Michaela from Clarity, she's going to be in the opposite half hour. She's going to be doing kind of an energy wellness called Claiming Your Peace. So you're going to get, you know, if you're interested, you could do both or you could do all of them. But the goal would be, as people rotate through, they can just stop in and get a quick lesson or learn more information about how to integrate this mindfulness or engaging in the energy you put out and the energy you take in and the stress in your life. You can just check out what that looks like and how you might be able to incorporate that in your day.
We're talking with Megan Stern over at Dane by Local. The website to get tickets for Coffee Fest, which comes up on Tuesday morning, danebylocal.com, or you can get them at the door. But you might want to buy those packs and send people over. Megan, one thing about that shows to me is Dane by Local's ability to kind of incorporate members across the board. So it's a very diverse membership, and this is a coffee-based event, but you've been able to incorporate so many different members by kind of opening the doors to other things, including this mindfulness aspect that people really are interested in.
Yeah, and it's, I think I said this last week too, but it's the energy at this event is lovely. It's the people that are participating are there because they love their community and they want to come out and share something they're really passionate about, which is coffee or bakery. We have 3 gluten-free bakers, 1 vegan baker, to showcase what they do. But the people that are coming with that same energy. They just want to meet who's making my favorite bakery, or I get to meet Just Coffee in person and talk to them about how they roast, or the energy is great. And there's I've seen a lot of networking, which is really fun, where they're like, I didn't know you, you know, that whole shared mission and that collective, we're all a collective in the industry together, is a really positive part of this event.
Yeah, and as you speak about mission, so many mission-based businesses are part of this as well, this event. So you want to find, I mean, it's not just coffee makers or roasters or bakers. These are people that started these initiatives, that started their business or their organization based on they wanted to make some sort of positive change in the world, and that's what they're here doing, and they are going to be at Coffee Fest. We have to thank our friendly sponsors, Two Capital Bank, Badger Barter, One Community Bank, and Simple Soiree, all for helping make this possible. And over 30 vendors at the event. DaneByLocal.com,
yeah,
Coffee Fest. It's going to be great. Megan, thanks so much for your time today. Thanks for helping put Fest together, and we'll see you on Tuesday, okay?
All right. Can't wait.
Coffee Fest. Head to DaneByLocal.com to get your tickets. Buy 10, buy 20, or buy 1. We want to see you on Tuesday. We're back here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, it's Let's Get Local, everybody. Go local, buy local, be local, as I always say. And I want you to go local Wisconsin. I want you to go local Madison. I want you to go local all the time. And that's why we have this show. That's why we talk with wonderful people about events that Dane by Local is putting on, events that's like Minding My Black-Owned Business, pop-up shop today. Again, and wonderful business owners there. So many different businesses involved. And there's other things happening. Garver Feed Mill has wonderful events happening tomorrow and then also the following Sunday. So that's something that Francesca Hong has been involved in. Some of you know Francesca pretty well if you know this station. You've heard from her before. And so it's really just kind of fun to use this show as a vehicle to help tell you about things. Now we have an opportunity to be joined once again by our friend Sue Peck of Evolution Financial, supporter of the show, wonderful person, and she likes going to events too, right, Sue?
I do, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday at Coffee Fest.
All right, another ticket sold. Hey, Sue, tell us a little bit about Coffee Fest and that event. You have gone, I think, every year, right? Before we get to you and some of your business stuff, you really like it. It's a fun event.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm a big fan of coffee to begin with, but there are so many other things that are there, including, you know, you can look at all the vehicles because it's at Lexus and Madison, but you can also take a look or you can try out all the baked goods. You can try out all the coffees. You can try out other little sweets and chocolates and say hello to all the people. And you know, I love saying hello to all the people. So it's just a great time.
You do like that. You do like saying hello to everyone. Sue, with your business, though, there have been things that we've talked about. You've been on the show, you know, here kind of throughout the last 12 months plus. We've kind of had you on periodically talking about some of these things because it's an ever-changing piece of our lives, right? Our finances and things change abruptly sometimes. And that's one thing you found kind of a specialty in that you really enjoy helping people that have gone through sudden changes. So tell us a little bit more about that side of your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So when people go through transitions, people often think it's just kind of a, you know, I'm going through a transition and I'm going from point A to point B. But what they don't really think about is the different stages that you go through when you go through transitions. So there's that anticipation of what is going to happen and how that might change your life. There's kind of the ending stage, which is the actual event itself that you have been anticipating that could change what's happening for you. Then you go through this period of time that's called passage. So in passage, things get really complicated because you're not entirely sure what is going to happen in your life after you've gone through whatever event it was that produced this whole transitionary period. And you start thinking about what's possible, how scary is that? Plus, you're still dealing with all of these emotions that follow the event that you just went through. And then once you finally get through passage, you get into your new normal. This is your new person. This is who you have become after you have dealt with everything that you've just gone through. And this whole period of time, there are so many different things that can pop up, and so many of those things involve your finances. And this is why I want to be there for my clients and for others so we can talk through, like, this is where you're at, and these are some of the things that you might be encountering. Let's talk through those, and let's talk through how that works with your finances.
We're talking with owner, founder of Evolution Financial, Supek. The website is evolutionfinplan.com, evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, we talk about these transitions and things. Sometimes that means, right, sudden money for people. And that can change your life drastically. But you want to be, you know, you want to be very mindful with that and very purposeful with, you know, those gifts of money maybe coming your way if that's the situation. So helping people in those cases, again, like you said, there's so much else that is on your mind that's happening. And so, you know, to have a partner, to have someone you can trust and rely on to help put that money to the best use would be a really good person to be involved with.
Yeah, absolutely. Sudden money can come from so many different places, whether that's the loss of a loved one, whether that's a parent, another family member, maybe even a spouse, or maybe you've gone through a divorce or something like that, where suddenly you have money that you've never worked with before. And this is when we get into the kind of that passage stage that I was talking about, where there's the possibilities, but there's also the fear. There's a lot of chaos happening. And when you add finances into the picture, that just makes things so much bigger. Finances always seem to involve emotions. And it's really good to have somebody that you can partner with and figure out what are the best ways to work with this new money that I have. And how does that change my life? How should it change my life? Or should it change my life at all? Maybe I don't want to change my life. So, but other people are expecting me to change my life. How do I deal with that? So there's a lot of things that happen. It's really good to have somebody who you can partner with and start to figure out what you want your life to look like and how do you communicate that to others.
I think that's such an important piece and something you always talk about whenever I discuss anything with you related to your business is how much emphasis and how much attention you put on the people you're working with and working for. Which ultimately, I mean, it makes sense, right? But so many times I think when we think of people that are experts in a field, like in, for example, in this case, you know, finances and money and knowing what to do, what's best with that. So many times people just want to hand over that responsibility and say like, okay, tell me what to do. But that's not how you work because you found that's not the best way to work with and for people.
Certainly not. How on earth would I know what's best for you? You know what's best for you. And maybe you haven't quite figured that out yet because nobody's given you the opportunity to really sit and have the time to talk through it. But I'm not going to be able to tell you what to do with your money because I'm not you.
Such a simple answer, but such a good answer. Nice work, Sue, on that. But it's one of those things when you're dealing with a professional of some sort, oftentimes as the customer in that case, you just kind of feel like, oh, I can just pass this off and they'll tell me what to do. But you work collaboratively with people and you also take the time. You spend the time, like you said, to kind of have those conversations to find out and help people maybe discover or realize or clarify what their priorities are. And then you know how to direct what they're going to do with their money.
Right, right. And sometimes those conversations can get pretty awkward, you know, as I talk about these different stages that people might go through. Most of the time that, you know, it's people in passage who have already gone through some experience that is changing their life and they're trying to figure out where to go from there. But I have certainly met with people who are in the anticipation stage. They know that something's going to happen. They're just waiting for that thing to happen. And so they feel completely stuck because they're just waiting. They're in this waiting period. And that's a really, really good time to start to meet with people to figure out what might need to happen in that stage to make sure that you can more smoothly get through the transition that you're going through. How do I move from this place where I am stuck, where I can't do anything because the thing hasn't actually happened yet? And how do I anticipate and try to move forward so I can get through passage a little bit more smoothly?
Spoken like a true planner. That's Supek Evolution Financial, founder, owner, and creator of evolutionfinplan.com and a great local business here. Sue, you've been involved with, we talked about events. Are you heading to Garver Feed Mill for the event tomorrow or next Sunday? Have you heard about that?
I hadn't planned on heading to that. However, there's always a possibility.
I don't put you on the spot, but you know, like celebrating women-owned businesses and women-created businesses and a lot of startups and small ones. I mean, it's this is what you did. You know, you created your own business, and you just went for it. And so, I mean, seeing events like that, let me just ask you in that general context, seeing events like that happening in our area, boosting up women-owned businesses, what does that mean to you as a person who had to do that yourself and go through it?
I love to encourage business owners or future business owners who might not fit that normal stereotype of people that you might think are going to be starting a business. I love encouraging those people to go and do it. And it's going to be a lot of work and it's going to be a lot of trying times, but it's so rewarding. And it's so important to figure out what it is that makes you feel fulfilled and what it is that is going to help you remain motivated as you go through some of those difficult times. So whether you're a woman, whether you're a person of color, whether you are a member of the LGBTQ community, it's just so important for people to realize that what they are good at is probably something that somebody needs. So how do you go and you put that out into the world? How can you do that and be successful? And so I love supporting people in that kind of journey.
We're finding that is a big theme on today's show. As we talked to so many of these business owners, we talked about the people going to Coffee Fest. So many of the vendors at Coffee Fest are very mission-driven businesses or organizations that got started. They just happen to, you know, do baked goods, or they happen to be in coffee or tea. But so much of it, there's a lot of backstory there, and there's a lot of passion and motivation into why they went in that direction. Just like,
you
created your own thing. But and the coffee and the food's really good too, right?
Just Bakery is always at Coffee Fest,
yeah.
And there are stories there that you need to hear. Hmm. And it is just, plus it's just the best baked goods. They're so good.
Sue, what about that too with you know, Coffee Fest coming up and these events we're going to, and you're seeing those opportunities and you get a chance to connect with people. So many times, now I want to bring this out here. Sue's a Northsider. Sue, you frequent many places on the North Side. Tell us about some of your favorites on the North Side. Let's tell our audience.
Okay, well, of course, we're going to start with Bierock. That's one of my absolute favorites. I love Bierock. Bierock brings in great musical acts on the weekend. Plus, you have these wonderful meat pies or vegetarian pies, if you'd like, called Bierocks that are just absolutely fantastic. It's a great, great business owned by a wonderful person who does so much for the community. And then we can start talking about things like, you know, one of the best fish fries that we have in Madison is at Villa Tap. It is a relatively hidden gem that is over there that people just like, you know, you go into Villa Tap on a Friday night and people are lined up three deep at the bar trying to get to the fish because it is just so good. We also have a new place on the north side called Zippy Lube that is chicken and donuts. You can't go wrong.
Chicken and donuts. Okay.
Places.
I get it.
Wow. Chicken and donuts.
So the reason I tossed that to you is because I know you are, I mean, I'm not going to call you Northside Sue. Maybe that would stick. But anyway, the thing is you live there, you've invested so much of your time and energy there on the North Side, and you make a pointed effort to go and find these local businesses in your area that you can support and frequent. And you found these wonderful business owners, these stories, incredible service and products, and things that have enriched your life. So I just want, I appreciate you helping me tell people about that, how that's made a difference for you.
Absolutely. I will be the biggest cheerleader for the North Side whenever you want me to talk about it.
There's some other great things happening on the North Side too, as Sue and I wrap up our conversation today. So many events that take place up there. I know the spring is coming up, but you just mentioned, you know, Just Bakery. I mean, Feed Kitchens on the North Side. What an impact that has had just on our whole community and what it's done for so many small businesses.
Holy cow. So many small businesses, so many people who need food, and Feed Kitchens are putting together some great dishes over there for people who need some good, healthy food. And also giving people an opportunity to start their business and figure out how you can use a commercial kitchen and really just hone in your skills so you can go out. I mean, there are so many places that are now buying their own brick and mortar stores because they were able to figure it out and market themselves through feed kitchens first. It's just a fantastic, fantastic place.
That's economic impact and also does so much for our local community, and finances are involved, right, Sue? So it all ties together. Sue, thanks for being on the show today. Thanks for supporting Let's Get Local. And thanks for giving some of your time to highlight other businesses and organizations and events. We really appreciate that.
Happy to.
That is Sue Peck, owner-founder, Evolution Financial. The website is evolutionfinplan.com. Also one of my favorite people in the world. Hey, have a great rest of your weekend, Sue. We'll talk to you soon. See you Tuesday.
Thanks. You too.
Back here to wrap up Let's Get Local today on Mad Radio, WMDX. So glad to have you along with us here for this big show and talking about local events all day long. More local events to discuss with you and kind of inform you about. Such a wonderful opportunity to talk with other people in our community throughout the day, and at times, you know, with some of these featured events, Dame by Local has events that are taking place, but also our friends at the other DBL that I am a big fan of. It's Delta Beer Lab, and Pio with us now because things just are not slowing down at the lab, are they, Pio?
We are celebrating 4 years today, and we're really excited about all the activities as well as what we're about to launch in the new year.
Let's talk about the 4 years. I mean, as a small business owner, during the pandemic, you guys have made it this far. It has to feel pretty good.
Yeah. Obviously, getting shut down in our second year was really, really hard. Always a good reminder for folks that the pandemic will not be over for small businesses for many years, probably a decade, because of the extra loans that we all got. And so we truly appreciate the support of small businesses, and we try to support small businesses as well.
So let's talk about what you have happening now. So you've got some celebration around it. We had something last night. There's opportunities still this weekend as people listen to the show today that they can drop by the lab and check it out.
Yeah, we're open today at noon all the way until 9:30 tonight, or until the party ends, I guess. Our Deltaversary celebration is always a big fun event. We have some beer releases, interactions with our nonprofit partners, specifically a dunk tank. And so our nonprofit partner right now is Wisconsin Conservation Boaters. So all tips in our tap room the entire month of February will go to Wisconsin Conservation Boaters. And they're working, they primarily have a focus on environmental issues, especially related to democracy. And they're one of our first quarter partners that is focused on the spring election. We have a primary coming up on Tuesday. The Supreme Court race is an opportunity where progressive folks and environmental enthusiasts could have an opportunity to end gerrymandering, and ending gerrymandering in Wisconsin would allow for so much progressive action to happen in the legislature, because the people of Wisconsin tend to vote progressive. We, you know, ever since the Wisconsin idea at the university level, we have been a progressive state, and we've lost that through partisan opportunity, shall we say.
So I was going to call it nonsense, but that's fine.
Yeah. True. We need the Supreme Court seat so that we can have progressive environmental law, so that we can have rights for all people in Wisconsin, so that we can support small businesses, because progressives are actually the ones that support small businesses. And every fabric, everything that listeners to this station care about will be determined by the Supreme Court race. And our partner for this month, as well as everyone this quarter, is focused on this election. So the dunk tank, You can.
Is it water in there or beer in there? I had to ask.
I think it's just going to be water.
Okay, good. I wouldn't want to waste that beer. I mean, you know, that's what I'm getting at there.
And the dunk tank will be inside. We happen to have a brewery, okay. And so there's a floor drain and all that. So we'll be tossing balls and dunking folks, to raise awareness and money, for this effort to end gerrymandering.
That's fantastic. And yeah, Mad Radio, we're dialed in, our listeners are dialed into that spring election. It's very important, just to get the word out, and you very well covered all of the points there that really matter to all of us here in Wisconsin. And you're right. We'd love to have better representation and more fair, representation of what the population actually wants.
Go
ahead. Yeah.
If all of that wasn't enough, we have our neighbors, in South Madison from LT's Aloha Wagon coming to serve food, cool, today from 4:30 to 7:30 PM. They've been here many times and they are fabulous. They're also very local. We have music from Cork and Bottle String Band from 4:30 to 7 o'clock tonight as well.
Wow. So a lot happening at Delta Beer Lab. The website is delta.beer, but located right on Badger Road, just off of Rimrock. So really easy to get to and a great location. A really fun space too, Pio, when you get in there. People haven't been there before. I know when I went on the Shop Local tour with people here that just recently for Dane by Local, a number of the people that participated said they'd never been to the lab before. So lots of people seen it for the first time and they really thought it was great.
Yeah, I appreciate all that feedback. We are still introducing the lab to new folks, and we have a lot of people that keep coming back. So we're growing the community.
All right, Pio. So that's happening today. That Deltaversary 4 years. What about is do you did I you also have something coming up on February 25th? Did I see that too?
Yeah, on February 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. we have a postcard writing party, also with our nonprofit partner, and we'll be writing postcards. This will be a couple days after the primary. So we'll be writing postcards to send to potential voters for the April general election, the April spring election.
That's fantastic. You guys are always busy doing wonderful things for community partners and following your progressive viewpoint as you put it out there. I love it. I love you wear that as a badge of honor. I love the location. I love what you guys do with the space, PO. And of course, we want people to come out and support you. So again, head to Delta Beer Lab today. You can hit there anytime. And you guys are open 7 days a week, right? Isn't that the truth?
We are open every day. We want to be available to our community. That's been what we've set out for since the beginning. And we really appreciate all the support. We can't do the community change without the members of the community coming in. So we really appreciate everybody.
Delta.beer. Delta.beer. You can head over to the events. Again, Delta Beer Lab opening up here just in a few minutes, and they'll be open till, like you said, like you heard from Pio, until the party's over, or 9:30 or 9 o'clock, or as things wind down tonight. Thanks again to Pio, to our other people involved here on this day's show. Mind Your Black Owned Business event happening today. You can head over to Delta Beer Lab after. Sue Peck, Evolution Financial, all of our partners for the show. We appreciate you. And don't forget Dane by Local's Coffee Fest on Tuesday. Head to danebylocal.com for tickets. See you Tuesday at Coffee Fest and more. Saber cantar, pasarlo bien, ir por las calles sin querer volar con el viento y sentir que se para el tiempo. Y sentir que se para el tiempo. Deja lo malo, para de pensar en qué podría haber sido y empieza ya a ver que el futuro está llamando a tu puerta, así que aprovecha, haz como yo y di: yo quiero más, quiero más. Es como quiero ser. Nada más, nada más. Ni un minuto que perder. Volar con el viento y sentir que se para el tiempo. Pintar el momento y las nubes ir persiguiendo. Saber cantar.